Now, time for Tommy's Weekend Winners with JR from WagerPro.com. Presented by Executive Advisory LLC.
9:38, 22 before 10. Time for Tommy's Weekend Winners. We welcome in JR from WagerPro.com. Hey, JR. JR. Here's JR coming at you right now with JR.
Hear me.
There we go, sir. Now I can hear you fine. For people that don't know who you are, that maybe missed the first couple of editions of Tommy's Weekend Winners, tell people all about yourself.
Well, I mean, look, we're a company that takes pride in not only being able to know just about every matchup that the public is looking at, but also we get inside the number. And what I mean by that is the biggest part of being successful betting on games is taking a look at the action going in and out, the liquidity, if you will, in each game, and which side not only the public is betting, but which side the big money is coming in on. And, you know, Tom, it's funny. Last night is a perfect example of that type of game where the public actually was betting more than 70%. On the Tennessee Titans in last night's game, but the money, and you could see that because the line dropped from, believe it or not, Tennessee was minus 2.5. It should have went to 3, 3.5 based on how much money was coming in or how many people were betting on the Titans. But the big money, we're talking what I call the institutional money, that sharp money, was all coming in on the Jaguars, which is why we released that as a platinum game last night, which is one of my personal games to my biggest clients that are documented over 80%. So I guess you could say the big thing at my company is really finding that niche, being able to follow the big money coming in and out of the games, giving us a ridiculous rate of success.
And your idea or the strategy here is not just to win, say, $100 on one game or $100 on that one or anything else. This is a long-term thing, right?
It absolutely is. In fact, I don't want people, when they sign on with us, you know, believe it or not, we got quite a few guys that go with the small 5-day deal, but a lot more people are going with our season deals or our monthly deals. And the reason, of course, is because you can't really not only judge, but how are you going to make any real money in a 5 or a 7-day period? I'm not trying, you know, and I hate to be cliche, but it's the truth. I don't like to try to get people to run a sprint. We're here for the long run, which is exactly why, just like you said, you know, even $100 better, if you do things right and you just wait and you stay disciplined and you play the system the way it should be played, you want to raise your bets after every 5 or 10 games. As long as you have a chunk of success and you've got money behind you, that's when you take another step forward and another step forward. And same thing backwards. If you lose a few games in a row, which, listen, we're not going to win every game. So, you know, when you have a couple losses in a row, you cut it down and you wait for things to go back the opposite direction, you know, the way they should be.
All right, somebody texted in here. And by the way, if you have any questions or comments, we also do Sports Wagering 101 here on Friday morning. If you got any questions, JR will break it down for you. But somebody texted this in, and I think it's an interesting question. LSU played Northwestern State last week. They were a 51-point favorite. If you watch the first half, you're thinking, man, Northwestern State in 51, I'm going to put my feet up and light a cigar. We're doing pretty well. Well, by the end of the game, I think it turned out to a push. LSU won by 51. And I guess my question, JR, how in the world does the line get it so close to what the game, how the game turns out?
That's pretty funny that you nail that one game. And it does happen. In fact, at the end of the season, when we're coming to the last few weeks, not including the last week or two in the NFL, because those are just nutty weeks. But, you know, by week number 9, 10, 11, 12, and so on, right through to week 15, these lines are extremely tight. And the odds makers do a great job of getting them near where the actual outcomes are. But you got to remember, Tommy, they're not making the point spread on what the outcome should be. All in odds makers' job is to get a number out there where they can get 50% of the money on one side and 50% on the other so that they can make their 10%, what we refer to, I guess you would use this as 101 sports betting, known as the vigorish or the juice. And, you know, that's all a bookmaker is looking to do is make their guaranteed spread between, you know, getting enough money on one side and the other. Because remember, when you lose, you're paying an extra 10%.
And that's what they call balancing the book, is it, JR?
Absolutely. And that's why a lot of the books will even call off their own action. If they are light on one side and heavy on another, they'll call it off just to guarantee themselves that 10%.
So does that mean that the betting public, maybe some of that, would you call it institutional money, which we'll get into in a minute, that somehow with back and forth, it narrows down? Just because sometimes that point spread is dead on, right? I mean, is that just a coincidence when that happens?
It's absolutely coincidence. In fact, I mean, if you look at it, there's power ratings on every team. That doesn't necessarily mean where they're going to actually place the line, because there are a lot of teams that are overpriced every week just because there's so many fans of particular teams. The Yankees are always overpriced. The Cowboys are always overpriced. I mean, these are just, you know, known facts in the industry where you're going to pay a little premium if those are the teams that you want to bet. And in a lot of cases, you get a lot of value going, you know, against these teams of value. Not exactly with baseball, because baseball, you're only betting money lines. And, of course, the Yankees playing the way that they have would be a tough racket to be going against them every single day. But, you know, in football especially and basketball especially, Lakers, Golden State, they're overpriced all the time. I mean, look at the Warriors this past season. They were more than 10 games below 500 against the spread.
JR is going to give us a free game in a couple of minutes here for you. You mentioned fade and value in a team. Not fade, but value in a team and overpriced. What does that mean?
Well, anytime a line is being made, again, the idea behind the odds maker is to figure out how many people they can get to bet against a certain team. And they know if they, I mean, look, people are just creatures of habit. People love to bet with their own team. Okay, I mean, I'm talking right now, of course, in Louisiana, and we know that the fans down there are definitely, no matter what happens, a good portion, more than 50% every week, are going to bet the Saints. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't matter. They're going to bet the Saints. They want to watch the game. They want the action. They want to cheer for their team. And, you know, that's what we call overpricing. And that's why in your neck of the woods, guys that are playing, you know, not with the, you know, real books inside Vegas, the line is always going to be a point and a half higher on the Saints, because the local books know that they're still going to bet it and they can actually get an extra point and a half out of it. So there's always going to be an overpriced team in there. And again, that's just based on fanship and the amount of people that are definitely betting that team every week, regardless of the spread.
So you got a game coming up this Sunday, Saints and Seahawks. You got Drew Brees hurt. You got, you don't even know who's going to be playing quarterback. At what point, how do you determine what the line is? Because they have so many unknowns in this.
There are, and that's why you'll see tremendous fluctuation in this type of point spread where, for instance, you know, when Bridgewater was supposed to be the starter here, and, you know, again, like you said, he is probable. I do think he's going to play. But the Saints opened up, believe it or not, a one-point favorite in this game. But now, because of everything up in the air, not knowing who's going to be, you know, the guaranteed starter here, even if it is Bridgewater, they decided to go ahead and flip it because so much action started coming in on the underdog here at home. So they went to and literally changed it in a matter of an hour and a half after the line was posted, and the change was, you know, called out about the possibility of, you know, not having Bridgewater. And now the line is Seahawks minus 4.5. I mean, that is a tremendous, dramatic 5.5-point difference. In fact, Tommy, this is one of the games we're going to offer to all your listeners free. Anyone that wants to get the point spread winner of this matchup, I'm leaving it on my recorded message right now. It's only 30 seconds long.
What's the number?
Not only this game, but tonight's matchup, too. I really love the FIU-Louisiana Tech game. And, of course, when we're on a particular area, we want to make sure they get the game of interest in that region. So if they call the number 800-499-3733 right now on a recording, they're going to get both those winners.
When it comes to colleges, big spreads, tight spreads, because again, you go back to last week, 51 seemed like, oh man, it's a sure bet. And then again, it turned out not to be, although somebody texted in, said 51.5 was the spread. And we all get this question every week, JR, and that is, how can a team win or lose by a half a point?
Well, you know, that is a great question, and there are a lot of books out there that don't like to post what we call a flat number, where there is no half a point, so that there's never a push. There's always going to be a win or a loss. That's why I like the parlay cards, if you remember, you used to get back in the day down at the bar. You circle 4, 5, 6 teams. Every single game has a half a point. And all that means is if you're a three-point favorite in a game and you win by three, that's a push. No one wins any money. No one loses any money. If they make the line 3.5, that means if they win by three, you lose. If they win by four, you win. You cover. The book is basically guaranteeing that no matter what, there's not going to be any pushes. Someone's going to win. Someone's going to lose.
So getting back to the question about big spreads, small spreads, do you necessarily like one more than the other?
I can't say that I do. I mean, I'll lay wood on the road any day, especially in college. I mean,
Hang on. Lay wood on the road? What does that mean?
That means laying a big number, a favorite, okay, going on the road. So you're I don't mean to confuse you with
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Yeah.
But we're talking about laying a big number, okay, minus a lot of points, and going on the road to do it, especially in professional football, is a very, very hard task to ask. You know, I mean, you look at the Cowboys and the Patriots this week. They're both home. You know, last week we used the Patriots. I think I gave that out on your show. I'm not sure if that was one of the games that we had given out. But again, another big, big number against the Dolphins. I mean, we even saw it the week before with Baltimore going into Miami, laying big wood on the road, having a big spread to lay on the road. And they easily got it done, winning that game 59-10. That doesn't mean it's always a good idea to lay the big number, especially in professional sports. You know, a perfect example is that game that we just talked about that I just mentioned, the Cowboys and the Dolphins this week. Cowboys are at home. But because the line was minus 17 and the fact that the big favorite has now covered 2-3 weeks in a row, I mean, you see it, the line popped 5.5 points. They opened this line, Dallas minus 17, and it's right now, as we're speaking, up to 22.5 points. So everyone, and I mean everyone, is betting on the Cowboys in that matchup. And I'll tell you, this is a game where even though the Dolphins have looked absolutely horrific the first couple of weeks, they don't even look like an NFL team. They almost look like a junior varsity team. Mm-hmm. I'm still going to take those 23 points. I think it is extremely overpriced. And I'm not saying that Dallas isn't going to win this game, Tommy. I'm just saying I don't think they're going to cover 22.5 points. I think the Dolphins will keep it within 3 touchdowns. They'll show up a little bit this week. They'll be able to slow the game down, try to run the football. And I do think that Dallas being able to run the ball the way they do is also going to slow the game. They're not going to look to throw the ball too much. Dallas wins, but they don't cover that 22.5.
So in essence, people think the Dolphins suck worse than they really do, or at least in this game.
I agree with that wholeheartedly, and I don't think that the Cowboys are as good as they've portrayed in their first 2 weeks. You got to remember, they've got the softest schedule of any team in the NFL this year.
800-499-3733. You get the Saints-Seattle game for free right now. You're going to give us one, are you not, JR?
Absolutely. In fact, I'll go ahead. Let's use the Dolphins. That's one of my games, plus the 22.5. And any game on the board that you want, Tommy, other than that Seattle Saints game, you name it, I'll give you the winner.
What about Florida International? I think somebody told me you liked that one, or somebody else told me that against
La Tech. That one is actually on the recorded message right now. If they call the 800 number, toll-free, 800-499-FREE, not only that winner between the Saints and the Seahawks, but tonight's winner, I'm leaving a bonus game on there because it's in your neck of the woods. Louisiana Tech against FIU.
All right, thank you, JR. Appreciate your time. 800-499-3733, a free call, no cost, no obligation, right?
Absolutely no cost, no obligation. If we have the time, be happy to give you another winner in the NFL right now, free on air.
Tim, give me an NFL game real quick. Chargers who? Texans-Chargers.
All right, Texans-Chargers, great matchup. Actually, I really like this game. You take a look at what the Chargers have been doing. I mean, let's face it, the Texans have been absolutely, you know, just their offense, I think, is just ready to really, really get going. Both of these teams are 1-1. The line actually came down. The public is betting slightly here on the Chargers because they are at home. But the line went the opposite direction from Chargers -3.5 to only -3. I know you're running out of time, so I'll just give it out. Underdog, plus the 3 points. Not only do they cover, but the Texans win outright in L.A. this week.
Wow. Thank you, JR. 1-800-499-3733. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Listen every Friday morning at 9:35 a.m. for Tommy's Weekend Winners. with JR from WagerPro.com. Presented by Executive Advisory, LLC on WWL.